Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Welcome to my Facebook Live for the day. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. I'm going to read you some stuff today from a Medi-Cal form. This is the Medi-Cal form right here. There it is. There it is. It's called a DHCS 7077. You can go look it up. DHCS 7077. It's in lots of different languages. I'm reading from the one in English because that's the language I speak today. And I think you're going to find it interesting. It's something you haven't read before. It's something you haven't seen before. Nobody has really talked to you about it before. And you'll have to forgive me because I want to read some of this because I really want to prove to people that this is, in fact, a Medi-Cal form. DHCS 7077 from the state of California. Everybody that applies for Medi-Cal gets this notice in the mail. If you're applying for long-term care Medi-Cal, you get this notice. Everybody gets this notice. If you Google DHCS 7077, you'll get this notice. And I want to read some of this. Now, let's assume someone has gone into a nursing home. I just had somebody in my office, and they actually forced me to change what my topic was today. Because I really wanted it to be different than what it was going to be. I thought this was more important. And they came to me, and that a parent is going into a nursing home, and of course, the hospital told them, they said they'd be happy to help with Medi-Cal, but they were going to have to spend down first, and they were going to have to lose the house and get rid of the house and all that kind of stuff. Now, I want to read you from this form. Remember, everybody that applies for Medi-Cal gets this form. So when I tell you stuff, you now need to know I'm telling you the truth. The question is, when are you going to act? When are you going to believe it and actually act and get to a workshop? I have two workshops coming up. I have one on the 23rd of this month coming up. You can, and then the one on what? December. I'm looking at my calendar because I don't remember. December the 7th. So the 23rd of November, the 7th of December, I have workshops coming up. All right, let me read this to you. It says, notice regarding standards for Medi-Cal eligibility. This is from the state of California. They're telling you what you need to do to become eligible for long-term care if you need a nursing home. If, I'm reading, so you're going to have to forgive me when I look away from the camera and you don't see my beautiful eyes, I'm going to be looking down at the notice. If you or your spouse is in or is entering a nursing facility, read this important message. Medi-Cal is telling you you should read this because it's important. Read it. It's important. Some of you may be listening to this on my podcast. You can't see this, but you can Google the form and follow it as we go along. You or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the costs of a nursing facility. Wait a minute. I thought you had to spend it down. The state of California in this form just said what? You or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. It's not a secret, folks. This is a Medi-Cal form. I didn't dream this up out of thin air. But I can't tell you how many people have lost everything because somebody told them they had to spend it all. Some idiot somewhere who told them that. And that happens from hospitals. It happens with attorneys. It happens with financial planners. It happens with whatever. I read an attorney stuck the other day talked about having a Medi-Cal trust. There is no such thing as a Medi-Cal trust. You don't need a Medi-Cal trust to get Medi-Cal. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. Okay, so let's read the provisions of the law. Unmarried. If you're unmarried, a home is an exempt resource and is not counted against the resource limit. Clothes, household furnishings, irrevocable burial plans, burial plots, an automobile are examples of other exempt resources. So we know you can have a house and other stuff if you're single. What if you're married? Ooh, then it gets really good if you're married. If one spouse lives in a nursing facility and the other spouse does not live in a nursing facility, which is usually the way it is. So dad's in a nursing home, mom's at home, in my example. The Medi-Cal program will pay some or all of the nursing facility costs as long as the couple together does not have more than $126,420 in available assets. That number is actually higher now. This I'm reading from the 18 form, 1218. It's actually higher, closer to $130,000. And said, Bob, I have $200,000. I can't get it. It says it's $126,000 in available assets. After the number, there's a defining term, available assets. Let me show you right here so you can see it. Let me get it right up here. It says available assets right under there. It doesn't say you can have $126,420. It says you can have $126,420 in available assets. Available is different than unavailable, and that's different than exempt. They're different. They've already told you don't have to lose it all, haven't they? I keep reading. The couple's home will not be counted against this $126,400. The house doesn't count. Then I want to read you something else. Under certain circumstances, an at-home spouse can obtain an order from a judge that says they can keep more than the $126,420. Such an order can allow the at-home spouse to retain more than $3,161 in income and more than $126,000. You know what the limit is? There is no limit. It's whatever the judge decides. There's a probate code. I'm not an attorney. Don't practice law. Remember that. But there's a probate code. Probate code section 131. That allows a judge to raise all of these limits. I'm not making this up. It's on the form. On page 2, it says, an at-home spouse may obtain a court order to increase the amount of income and resources he or she is allowed to retain, or to transfer property from the spouse in a nursing facility to the at-home spouse. You can do all kinds of things. And this is a two-page form. My point is what? What's my point? My point is, here's a form. A DHCS 7077, again, you can see it down in the corner, DHCS 7077, that says you should understand, Medi-Cal is telling you, you should understand the rules. You don't have to lose everything. But people, I run into people every week, sometimes almost daily, that have said, well, Bob, you can't help us. The nursing home said we couldn't qualify. Our financial advisor said we couldn't qualify. Our estate planning attorney said we couldn't qualify because we had too much money. And the answer is that's not true. And the state of California, in their own form, is saying, and I quote, you should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. You're not operating in the shadows. You're not operating in gray areas. You're not operating in the fringes. You're operating where the Medi-Cal says you can operate. Now, how do you do that? That's a subject for another day. That's also a subject I talk about in my workshops. And again, I've got one coming up on the 23rd. And I have one coming up on the 7th. So make sure you get into those workshops or you get into my office and you find out how do you take advantage of these provisions of the law. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bob Scrivano. You know how to get a hold of me. My phone number, my website address, everything is there. But if you want to know how you take advantage of these provisions of the law, how you make sure that you can find out you don't have to lose everything, you can keep your house, you can keep your money, you can keep everything, then take advantage of it today. Give me a call. Send me an email. Watch my other Facebook Lives. Thanks so much for joining me. Join me for my podcast on Wednesdays at noon and my radio show right here in Sacramento at 7 o'clock every Sunday night on KFBK. And make sure you follow Facebook. Make sure you go to my website and cruise around in there and become a subscribing member. There's help available if you want it. Thanks so much for joining me today right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Look for my future Facebook Live posts right here at Assets and Aging. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Bye-bye.